You're listening to the DW Podcast, insightful conversations on life, love, and leadership. What's up, friends? Welcome to Core Values Conversations, where we talk all things CVI. In today's discussion, we're going to cover the core energy of the innovator. When an innovator shows up into a room or a relationship, they automatically add or increase the capacity of wisdom in that space. And by wisdom, we mean that innovators have the ability to see the way things are and discern or know exactly what to do about the way things are in that room or that relationship, okay? And so what this means that the innovator core energy has the ability to take note of or scan or assess either the gap or the opportunity in a space. And not only just assess and see it, not only have the ability to point it out, but they also have the great ability to discern or to know exactly how to either fill the gap or seize the opportunity, okay? The innovator's ability to bring wisdom into a room is fueled or energized by their desire for compassion. Now, how are we defining compassion? It's their ability to remain empathetic and curious, regardless of the behavior or emotions of those that are in the room or the relationship. So, translation, an innovator is always bringing this spirit of empathy, okay? They're always bringing this posture of curiosity. That's where the questions via assessment comes from for the innovator, right? And their empathy and their curiosity in every room and every relationship is neither moved by the behaviors or the emotions of the people that are in that space, right? So the behaviors could be poor, the behaviors could be bad, but the innovator is going to remain curious. They're going to remain empathetic. And obviously, we're talking about this in a positive light, right? The emotions of the people in the room could be wayward or all over the place. They could be super high or they could be down in the dumps, emotionally depressed, if you will, right? But the innovator is still going to have the ability to enter into that room from a place of compassion, being able to see the big picture and knowing what to do about it. Why? Because they're coming from a place of not being moved by what people are doing or how people are feeling. Now, when an innovator has their wisdom and their compassion well aligned and working in concert, right, we get what is called their sweet spot. Their highest and best contribution is their ability to assess and provide solutions to whatever the room or the relationship is in need of, okay? This is the innovator's highest and best contribution. Is there a gap? Call upon an innovator to see what's going on and to know exactly what to do about it. Is there an opportunity that may have been created via vision from the merchant? Call on an innovator, right? They're going to be able to see it for what it is, assess it the right way, and know exactly how to seize that opportunity, okay? When you have an innovator who is both assessing and providing appropriate solutions to the gaps or the opportunities in the room, you essentially have an innovator that is functioning from a place of security. They're functioning from a place of their highest and best contribution, right? They feel safe in that room or that relationship to be fully wisdom, energized, fueled by compassion. Now, when you have an innovator who feels like their wisdom is being rejected, okay, or you have an innovator who feels like their compassion is being decimated or not well received, right? They can then begin to shift out of contribution mode and into their conflict mode. Okay? And we, at this point in time, should know and understand that any time an innovator is in conflict mode, it is either rooted in the idea that they don't feel safe to be the presence of wisdom, or they don't feel secure in that they actually have something to offer by way of compassion in that room or relationship. And so what the innovator will begin to do, their expression of conflict is actually interrogation. Okay? It's interrogation. The interesting thing about interrogating is that the expression of interrogation has as its undercurrent the same expression of assessing. This is very interesting, right? In order for an innovator to assess and provide a solution, they have to ask questions, okay? But in order for an innovator to interrogate because of conflict, so as to get wisdom and compassion back into the room, guess what they have to do? They have to ask questions. The difference is asking questions to assess is for the purpose of providing adequate solutions, right? But asking questions so as to interrogate is for the purpose of making myself as an innovator be recognized and received in the room or the relationship. Assessing questions through assessing has the whole group in mind, right? But asking questions through interrogation only has myself, the innovator, in mind. Okay? And so again, the essential question, okay? The essential question in this scenario is, how do we get the innovator to move out of conflict mode back into contribution mode? It's through their learning style. What do they need to come under? They need to come under the learning style of assessing and solving. Okay? So rather than asking questions so as to interrogate, so that people would receive or embrace or accept your wisdom and compassion, simply take the path to being wisdom and compassion by assessing and solving. Shift your questions from interrogation mode to assessment mode and begin to ask questions about the situation for the purpose and the goal of providing adequate solutions that either solves the problem of the gap or seizes the opportunity that lies ahead. It is at this time that the innovator is operating in their sweet spot, in their highest and best contribution, in that of assessing and solving. It is at this point in time that the innovator is bringing wisdom and compassion to every room and every relationship. This, my friends, is the innovator way.
Thanks for listening. For more resources, check us out at tdhcoaching.com.